Microphone.
Yep, yes, second microphone.
This one? Yes.
Okay, everybody, we're about to start the next presentation. So if you'll all take your seats, and I hand over to Christian and Simon.
Yeah, so hi, everyone. Welcome to our talk, Introduction to Eclipse Isorix. This is Christian, I'm Simon. We are from Bosch, and about 2 years ago, we started the internal development of Eclipse Isorix. At the end of last year, we open sourced it. Let's have a brief look at the agenda. Our talk is split into two parts. So first off, we are talking about Eclipse Isorix. And then the second part is the demo of the robot Larry. And you got the ability to see Isorix in the wild. And it's a spare time project. It's not associated with Bosch. Eclipse Isorix, I'm going to briefly talk about the motivation behind it. Then show you how a typical middleware nowadays works like. Then discuss how Eclipse Isorix is doing things differently, and briefly discuss also some lessons learned. So first off, why does IPC matter? Well, this is why. Autonomous driving is very complex. And with autonomous driving, you're dealing with a data-driven system. So different sensors, like a LiDAR and a video camera, are producing data and collecting sending this data to algorithms, and then further to the actuators, for example, a steering wheel. So we have troubles. Yeah, is it fine for you?